Hello. Today we're going to talk about Saturn. Saturn is usually seen as the villain in astrology. He's usually termed a malefic or evildoer, and everybody knows that a Saturn return is no fun at all, even if they're not entirely sure what it is. This is a planet to beware of, we think. Actually, he's not that bad. His bad reputation comes from medieval astrology and from the 20th century astrological revival. In the ancient world, Saturn was just another planet, neither good nor bad. We'll do more to rescue his reputation in a little while. For now, let's have a look at where he is and how he moves. Saturn does a circuit of the zodiac in about 29 and a half years. More accurately, he does two circuits in 59 years almost exactly. When you reach your 59th birthday, Saturn is pretty much back where he started. You may have been round the Sun 59 times, but Saturn will only have been round twice, and it's the fact that he's so slow that gives him his power. In astrology, the slower a planet moves, and the less frequently it completes its cycles during a lifetime, the more powerful and influential those cycles are considered to be. Something that happens once a year, every year, may not be anything special. But something that happens only once or twice in a lifetime is likely to mark a real turning point, so that the whole life can be divided into before and after those pivotal events. Saturn comes into that category. With luck, you may see three complete Saturn cycles, but no more. Those cycles which take you from birth to 29, 59, and 88 years old form the basic structure, the framework, of everyone's life. The first one is all about growing up, physically and then emotionally. The second one is all about maturity and responsibility, and often about being a parent. The third one is about letting go, letting others take over the running of whatever you have set up, handing on your experience and wisdom to those who come after you. When each cycle completes, Saturn will be back where he started, and that is called a Saturn return. The first one, as you approach 30, is often seen as a time when life's pressures and responsibilities start to take precedence over the carefree life you may have had before, and that's why nobody likes it. But what does Saturn stand for? Is it really a planet just put there to spoil everyone's fun? Not at all. Each of the planets is used to represent a basic force or principle, and the rhythms of their cycles are taken to indicate the ebb and flow of those energies. Like the seasons, but on a much larger scale, a 30-year scale. And the principles that Saturn represents are those of contraction, stability, and practicality. I would use concretization, as in making things concrete, but I'm not sure that's a real word. It's like this. Everything in the zodiac is balanced, and where Jupiter is the principle of expansion and growth, Saturn is the natural opposite, making things more compact, more solid, less movable. This is not deliberate spoiling of fun. It's a simple opposite, like light and dark, or breathing in and breathing out. Where Jupiter or Mercury may give rise to brilliant ideas, it is Saturn that will make those ideas real and give them concrete form. Anything that is actually done, as opposed to merely talked about, anything that is real, practical, useful, solid, and lasting, is showing the action of Saturn. We couldn't exist without it. In astrological medicine, Saturn represents the bones, the skeleton that supports and protects all the other organs. Hard, solid, reliable. The idea of containment, which keeps things compact and together, is very Saturnine. Some people see this as Saturn making a cage, trapping them, restricting their freedom. In the 20th century, when astrology celebrated personal freedom above everything else, that was certainly a common view. And that's where the idea of Saturn the spoiler of fun comes from. But times change. And it is perfectly valid to see Saturn as a useful support, a framework, a scaffolding to help you climb to the top of your ambitions. Not so much a cage, then, as a ladder. Saturn itself is both, of course. The planets have no agenda. They are neutral. Saturn also represents the physical and material world, as opposed to the world of ideas, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Saturn represents the things you can actually get hold of, and which you can buy and sell. Very grounded in the real world, as you might expect from the planet which rules the prime Earth sign, Capricorn. It is this emphasis on the physical rather than the spiritual got it labelled as a bad influence in the medieval world. Because paying too much attention to Saturn's tasks and rewards, and he does reward financially, would prevent you from paying attention to the welfare of your soul, which might prevent you from being rewarded in the hereafter. And finally, because of his slow motion, the slowest moving planet that could be seen with the naked eye, Saturn was seen as the lord of time, and in particular of your time, your life here on Earth. Since he also ruled Aquarius, which is opposite to the sun's sign Leo, then if the sun represented your life force, Saturn represented its containment, its limit, and its end, which gets Saturn labelled as the planet of death, which isn't really fair. So having seen that Saturn is not a spoil sport at all, but simply the force which condenses things from floaty ideas to firm reality, we should have a look at how that power for making things real and practical shows when we filter it through the 12 signs. In Aries, Saturn produces concentration and determination. Aries always provides the energy to make a start, and ordinarily, if any venture is less than immediately successful, the Aries energy will simply make a fresh start on something else. But with Saturn to steady and concentrate it, the push towards the original goal is maintained and concentrated until it is reached. No matter how long that takes, Saturn gives time, remember? To anyone with Saturn in Taurus, the acquisition of money is a constant concern. It's to do with building and retaining material resources. Strangely, such a person is likely to be more than adequately wealthy. Saturn pays well, as we said, but at the same time surprisingly mean with their money, as though they feared to lose any of it. In personal qualities, loyalty and reliability, that is, trustworthiness, are high on the list for this placement. But since Saturn in Taurus understands the quality of materials so very, very well, anyone with Saturn here will have excellent taste. Saturn in Gemini adds Saturn's weight and structure to Gemini's brilliant mental powers to create a talent for deep thinking. Not in a philosophical sense, but in terms of being good at calculation, financial planning, and that sort of thing. This is a great position for anyone in business. The entrepreneur who seems to know more than anyone else and is always two moves ahead, who has done their homework, in fact, has probably got Saturn in Gemini. Saturn in Cancer can be problematic. Cancer is the opposite sign to Capricorn, which Saturn rules, and that puts Saturn in its detriment, as the term is. It doesn't work well here. Cancer is too emotional and too soft for a planet as hard and disciplined as Saturn. Nonetheless, it does what it can and ends up restricting and concentrating the emotions. What this often leads to is a very shy or restrained person, unwilling or unable to express emotion easily, yet at the same time very protective and sentimental about their family and those dear to them. Saturn in Leo is also problematic, and for a similar reason. Saturn rules Aquarius, which is opposite to Leo, so Saturn is in detriment again. Like the sun, Leo loves to shine to show what it can do, and Saturn attempts to condense and contain that. The result is a sort of glory, fame that lasts. How Saturn and sun is that, light and time made literal. Success that makes you a beacon for others to follow, but not someone who tolerates any sort of criticism or competition from a rival. Saturn in Virgo is much easier. Virgo is an earth sign. Saturn rules an earth sign. All is well. Saturn gives patience and power to Virgo's small-scale neatness, and the result is thoroughness. There's a lot of organisational ability here, plus great research and analytical skills. This is a hard-working combination. But Virgo works small, and Saturn concentrates even further, so life and work can become very closely focused indeed. Sometimes it's good to take a break and see the wider world out there. Saturn in Libra is probably at its best. This is the sign where it is treated as an honoured guest, so it doesn't have to take responsibility for anything. It is in its exaltation. There is a sense of fairness and equality to Saturn that is not often recognised, but here it gets a chance to show itself. So the balance or the scales that form the sign of Libra, when Saturn is added, become the scales of justice. Saturn in Scorpio is simply intense. Scorpio has enough force and passion as it is without needing any more. But Saturn contains and concentrates that, which raises the emotional pressure to the sort of levels that would be dangerous to anyone else. People with this placing seem to work best when in a crisis. Maybe the external and internal pressures are equal then, so they feel less strained. That may also be why they sometimes deliberately engineer risky situations for themselves or take up dangerous sports. In emotional affairs, there are volcanic passions here, but Saturn somehow keeps them all safely contained. Saturn in Sagittarius creates complete conviction, in the sense that the person with Saturn here has ideas which he or she knows instinctively to be right, and can then carry them through to successful completion without ever doubting the outcome. Sagittarius's wide-ranging intellect and fire sign creativity is not blunted at all by Saturn, and instead, Saturn crystallizes the Sagittarian flow of ideas into workable plans of action. Saturn may slow Sagittarius down a bit, taming the impulsiveness of the sign and getting it to think things through rather than just going on first impulse, but that's no bad thing at all. Saturn in Capricorn is on its home ground, the sign it rules. It is, as you might expect, condensed, controlled, hard-working, efficient, productive, and profitable. This is the executive placement, make no mistake. For this person, there is no mountain that can't be climbed, no setback that can't be overcome. The only problem is a certain inflexibility, an inability to bend with changes in circumstance, or to try a different approach. Saturn in Capricorn is very self-denying. It always prefers work to play. And, of course, it makes money. Saturn in Aquarius is also in a sign that it rules, but it couldn't be more different from the Capricorn placement. Instead of working hard to advance the individual, it works hard to advance everyone else and to raise the standards of society in general. It is much softer and kinder than the Capricorn placing, which can be rather hard and unfeeling. There is real sympathy here, but still the sense of personal self-denial, which will sacrifice personal comfort and convenience for the greater goal, which in this case is quite likely to be some humanitarian or political cause. Saturn in Pisces is not easy. Pisces is very variable and hard to pin down, but Saturn needs to find definite things to contain and make real. The result is very unpredictable. Piscean emotions need to flow freely, and Saturn holds that back. So the Saturn in Pisces person can be quite fearful or worried, full of internal doubts and often unnecessarily. When the Saturn in Pisces person finds their role or their niche, they will pursue it with all the determination and discipline that Saturn has to offer. The planet has found something to do, but not for long. Pisces will find a way to escape and to move on. It always does. So as we complete the circle of the signs, we see that Saturn is not some joyless, crushing force, but rather a sense of order and discipline, an energy which seeks to build things which are good, lasting, and profitable. It's not the one that spoils our fun. It's the one that helps us get things done. And that's all for now. Join me again soon to talk about the planets some more.